Gospel Contemplation for Good Friday, The Passion of the Lord. Music is Trio for Piano, Cello, and Clarinet by Kevin MacLeod, used under the filmmusic.io standard license. Scripture is from the 19th chapter of the Gospel of John. This is an excerpt, the second half of the full reading proclaimed on Good Friday. Due to its length, I will only read it once. If you are unfamiliar with Ignatian contemplation, you can find an introduction on the contemplation webpage. As a reminder, if at any point during the guided prayer you feel like you want to stay where you are, turn the audio off and do that. You can always turn it back on when you're ready to move on or simply continue praying where you feel drawn. If you get distracted during the contemplation, gently return yourself to the scene. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. Become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. Ask God for the grace of sorrow with Christ in sorrow, a broken spirit with Christ so broken, tears, and interior suffering because of the great suffering which Christ endured for you. Pilate brought Jesus out and seated him on the judge's bench in the place called Stone Pavement, in Hebrew, Gabbatha. It was preparation day for Passover, and it was about noon. And he said to the Jews, "Behold your king." They cried out, "Take him away! Take him away! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, in Hebrew, Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, with Jesus in the middle. Pilate also had an inscription written and put on the cross. It read, "Jesus the Nazarene, King of the Jews." Now many of the Jews read this inscription because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Latin, and Greek. So the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write, King of the Jews, but that he said, 'I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four shares, a share for each soldier. They took his tunic, but the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from the top down. So they said to one another, "Let's not tear it, but cast lots for it to see whose it will be," in order that the passage of Scripture might be fulfilled that says, "They divided my garments among them, and for my vesture they cast lots." This is what the soldiers did. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. After this, aware that everything was now finished, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I thirst." There was a vessel filled with common wine. So they put a sponge soaked in wine on a sprig of hyssop and put it up to his mouth. When Jesus had taken the wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he handed over the spirit. Now, since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken and that they be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and then of the other who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one soldier thrust his lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. After this, Joseph of Arimathea, secretly a disciple of Jesus for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate if he could remove the body of Jesus, and Pilate permitted it. So he came and took his body. Nicodemus, the one who had first come to him at night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, weighing about 100 pounds. They took the body of Jesus and bound it with burial cloths along with the spices according to the Jewish burial custom. Now in the place where he had been crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had yet been buried. So they laid Jesus there because of the Jewish preparation day, for the tomb was close by. We begin our contemplation as Pilate hands Jesus over to be crucified. Imagine the scene outside of the residence of Pontius Pilate. There is a large crowd which has been screaming for Jesus to be crucified. Take a moment to imagine the scene in detail. Notice the weather. Notice the layout of buildings around you. Notice the smells in the air. Hear the crowd. You are among them. Feel them pushing and pulling. You have to fight to keep your feet as you try and make your way closer to Jesus as he has given the cross to carry. You finally get a bit closer and can walk along as he moves toward Golgotha. How does Jesus look as he bears this burden? Accompany Jesus along the way at your own pace. You might even want to turn off the audio while you imagine walking with him. Imagine your interactions with others in the crowd and pay attention to how you are feeling in all this. Once you have reached Golgotha, turn the audio back on. Upon reaching Golgotha, pay attention to your surroundings. Use all of your senses. See the other two crosses already raised. Smell the sweat and blood. Hear Jesus gasp as he lays down his burden. Feel the slight breeze and warm sun on your skin. Taste the dust of the road in the wind. This is not a place of peace, but of death. Remain there and watch as the soldiers take Jesus and nail him to the cross. They raise the cross between the two others there. The disciple John and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the other two Marys move to the foot of the cross. The crowd begins to drift away. Where do you want to be right now? If you haven't already, move to the foot of the cross. Look up at Jesus and talk with him about how it is that he has become human to end up on this cross, dying as a result of his response of love to God. Reflect on yourself. In the past, what response have I made to Christ? How do I respond to Christ now? And what response will I make to Christ in the future? Spend time at the foot of the cross, considering these things and accompanying Jesus in his suffering at your own pace. Turn off the audio for a bit if need be. Suddenly, Jesus says he is thirsty. The soldiers lift a wine-soaked sponge to his lips, and a moment later you hear him say, "It is finished." And then he is gone. How do you feel in this moment? Remain a few moments with John and Mary after Joseph has taken Jesus' body away. How do you comfort one another? Share your experience with John and Mary and listen to theirs as well. And when you are ready, close with a favorite prayer.